This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personally, I'd rather get my heart ripped out every time at that game. We're competing for that, so... At the end of the day, any loss sucks, and obviously, you know, on this one, knowing that this, you know, the last time that each and every guy will be in that locker room together, and, you know, that's what life's about, creating memories, and we didn't play good enough to create more memories with each other. And so thinking about that, and that's just, you know, it sucks. I guess it's life at the end of the day.
So that was Roquan Smith after the Ravens lost to the Bills in the playoffs. And Roquan Smith was a first-team All-Pro this year. They do have three inside linebackers. But he was not nearly as good as he was the prior 2 years here in Baltimore. And I asked you, Jason, in light of that, if he has another year like he did this past year, could it be his final year in Baltimore?
Well, with the way the contract's structured, I think it could be, or at the very least, he's going into Mr. EDC's barbershop like Ronnie Stanley did a year ago, and he's coming out with not just a little bit off the sides, but he's coming out with a mohawk. There's several different ways you could try to sort of quantify his slip in play from year over year, 23 to 24, and you do have to factor in the whole defense was off, and they lost McDonald, and they kept around a secondary coach and a linebacker coach who probably should have been let go of before the season started, and they waited too long to bring in Dean Pease, and Orr was a little over his head at times, and Trenton Simpson wasn't ready for the assignment that was given him. So there are other variables, but when you trade for him like they did, pay him as quickly as they did, and call him the, you know, an ultimate force multiplier, and pay him more money than anybody's ever made in his position, you still expect more than last year. And one of the most troubling things we saw with this defense, and we saw it from that Thursday night game in Arrowhead, pretty much through the whole year, even when they got better in other areas, was if you drew a grid from hash mark to hash mark, and you went 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage and 15 yards past the line of scrimmage, and you looked at how teams attacked them in the passing game there, things took a massive downturn, and a lot of that is on Roquan. And 2022, teams only attempted 40 passes in that grid I'm talking about. They went 31 for 40, just 294 yards, 7.3 per completion. So they're completing a decent percentage, 77%, but only 7 yards per completion, and they weren't doing it a whole lot because it wasn't getting them anywhere. In 2023, quarterbacks went 29 of 40 for 333 yards, 8.3 per attempt, throwing between the hash marks, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage to 15 yards downfield. Last year, they did it almost 60 times, 59 times. They completed 49 of those passes for 565 yards. That's over 83% completion rate and 9.6 yards per completion. That is a drastic change from 7.3 in Roquan's first year here. And I have to put some of that on Roquan. Mm-hmm. We've talked about, did he put on weight? Was he as explosive? You want to look at his percentage of pressures where he got there in 2.5 seconds or less? Not that he's there to be a pass rusher, but he does get activated. In 2023, 17% of the time he got home in 2.5 or less. Last year, 11.4. That's a considerable difference. He made 84 tackles in the pass game in 23, just 72. Last year, opposer passer rating of 74.6 2 years ago, 91.1. Last year, yards per completion against him in coverage, 9.2 up to 10.4. He broke up far fewer passes when he was a primary in coverage. If you want to look at pass defense success rate, 62% in 23, 57% last year. It's a big downturn. And others around him weren't getting better. He wasn't showing up at or around the line of scrimmage in the run or the pass game as much. He wasn't having those momentum-changing, tone-setting, thumping plays early in games that kind of sucked the life out of the opposition. And the bottom line is, the more I studied it, the more I came back to, nobody needs Kyle Hamilton back in the box all the time more than Roquan Smith to try to play like Roquan Smith. I'm convinced that this team badly needs a free safety who's good enough to free Kyle Hamilton up to go into the role he was in more in 23 than what he was forced to in the second half of 24. It's good that he did it. It's good that he showed he can do it. But they create more turnovers and more big plays, and they're much more sound against the short passing game when Kyle Hamilton is mugging and menacing around the line of scrimmage and knocking balls down and disrupting as a hybrid linebacker slash slot corner. And I think, again, Roquan needs that, because if the Robin to his Batman is just a guy again next year, whether because the draft pick they take isn't that great or Trenton is still the guy or whatever, and teams pick up where they left off, picking up chunk yards on high percentage passes and low risk passes, and if he's not a difference maker, then you can't keep paying him $20 million a year.
Yeah, and this year almost reminds you a little bit of how Marlon Humphrey was heading into last year, where the guaranteed money's gone and Marlon's playing for his remaining years left on his contract, and it brought out the best of Marlon Humphrey. That was the best season of his career. Roquan Smith is a very prideful guy. I think he would say to a man, especially in the first weeks 1 through 9, that was not Roquan Smith. So I would expect a motivated guy, him to attack this offseason, come into training camp in great shape, because he needs to. This defense needs him. When you're the highest paid player in the history of your position, you have to be able to elevate others, and you have to make some of those game-changing plays that weren't there. Weeks 1 through 9, one tackle for loss, one quarterback hit, three passes defense, zero sacks. It has to be better.
Jason, I'm curious, with all that being said, and you feel like the need for Hamilton in the box, does that, and I know you do one mock draft a year and you do it the day of the draft, does that lean you, because they'd love to sign, or you, we think they'd like to have Justin Simmons, but that's not a guarantee.
Well, and they might think he's washed at this point. I don't know.
So does that lean you towards, say, a Malachi Starks in the first round, because that gets the job done, that it gets Hamilton back in the box?
I mean, if the pass rushers are gone, that I think 2 weeks out will be gone, and if a Derek Harmon doesn't get past the Pittsburgh Steelers or somebody around there, you know, if some teams that aren't being linked to D tackles that are picking slightly ahead of them, like the Rams, end up taking a D tackle, then yeah, I think it could be the safety from Georgia, for sure. You can still get 7-1 in a lot of places on Ravens that use their first pick on a safety.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Especially like a safety who, again, we're calling him a safety, but a safety who they're going to look at as another chess piece to integrate with their other chess pieces to keep teams from being able to pick up free and easy passing plays on them.
Coming up at 5:30, Ryan Dempster is going to join us. He's on Intentional Talk on MLB Network. Get his thoughts on the Orioles and Major League Baseball. But coming up next, it's all the young dudes. And have this group of young dudes, had they been passed by some other teams that were going through rebuilds at a similar time that the Orioles were? We'll discuss next here on The Fan. A couple years ago, the Orioles won 101 games, and it was liftoff. And since then, it started to tick in the other direction. Last year they won less. Remember, both years they did not win in the playoffs. And then this year, man, oh, man.
By liftoff, he meant crash down.
Maybe. I just know that they are don't look like the same team on paper that they were a year ago, and that team did not win a playoff game. And part of it is the roster's not great, and the other part of it is some injuries, and their pitching is been decimated. Not that it was good to start with injuries. We had Diamondbacks assistant GM Amiel Salde on the other day, and he talked about the importance of pitching depth with all the injuries.
Yes, I mean, especially with pitching. You know, I think the big name everybody heard about this offseason was Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah.
And, you know, we held on to Jordan Montgomery for the simple fact that we felt like he was going to return back to 2023 form, and we knew we were going to end up with some pitching injuries at some point. Unfortunately, Jordan was the one that got injured, and so he wasn't able to reclaim that. But I think with pitching, you could never have too much pitching. And, you know, I always say the best teams, you know, sometimes have to make really tough decisions with some of their young pitchers, especially, you know, guys that maybe should be in the big leagues, but you have to send down. We had one last night who pitched the back end of the game in Ryan Nelson, who was one of the best starting pitchers in the big leagues last year in the second half. And he's in the bullpen for us. But we know at some point we're going to take on more injury, and you got to have a ton of depth.
So the Orioles, they were thumping their chest a little in spring training about all the pitching depth they have or had. It doesn't look like so much now, as with Eflin on the IL, Grayson on the IL, Charlie Morton looks kind of cooked through three starts, mm-hmm. and we're waiting the return of Kyle Gibson.
Look, Arizona was in the same spot as the Orioles when Elias got here, and 2019 draft was as important for them as was for Elias, and they've invested in pitchers like Fott and Slade Ciccone. They took high, and Henry and Jarvis and these kids he's talking about, and some have panned out and some haven't. But like last year, they had the issues with Montgomery, who they signed late. They had Eduardo Rodriguez, who they signed, who didn't really hardly pitch at all because of injury, and is back now working his way through some things. And they went out and extended Brandon Fott and went and got Corbin Burns.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that these other guys are coming back, but they might not come back all the way.
Yes.
And yeah, we still like some of our other young arms. And yeah, we already have Zach Gallen signed long term, but we're going to do this too. And we've got Merrill Kelly, but we're going to do this too. It's the complete opposite of what goes on around here.
Yeah, it's aggressiveness, and we don't have time. But, you know, Amiel, one of the things he did tell us was ownership is completely committed to winning, and they're aggressive in getting guys done.
And they mitigate against the worst-case scenario, and these guys just plan on the best case. And if it doesn't happen, then we'll just pull people off the scrap heap, and we'll sign Kyle Gibson, even though it wasn't that great 2 years ago.
Who was the guy they traded for? They got for Daz Cameron. They just got Grant Wolfstrom.
He might. I know nothing about him.
He might.
Other than he'll probably pitch some innings for the Orioles this year.
Colin Selby.
Yeah.
Colin Selby looks like some.
I don't
like
think
an extra
they retired Waddy's jersey. Maybe he could wear.
Oh, you know, that's Bones guy.
He could wear Waddy's.
No, that's Bones guy.
Not that I remember what that was.
We're beyond that.
Are we beyond that? No, I kind of think we're right there.
Well, I don't know that Waddy's coming back, but. Yeah. We're in that.
Okay.
They're desperate for pitching.
I got news for you. Waddy in 2022 is better than Charlie Morton right now.
No. So far, you're absolutely right. Hey, coming up next, we'll continue.
It cost $14 million.
No, it did not.
Yeah, that was the minimum.
Continue talking Orioles and Major League Baseball with Ryan Dempster. He's on Intentional Talk on MLB Network, and he joins us next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Is If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Here on the Fan. Orioles off today. They lost to the Diamondbacks 9-0 yesterday. They lost 2 of 3 of the Diamondbacks. Yet to win a series. Let's talk some Orioles and Major League Baseball as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Ryan Dempster, one of the hosts of Intentional Talk right there on MLB Network, which we have on in the studio right now, joins us now. Ryan, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the Orioles, and this was a team that some thought was going to be a contender. It's early. Do you still think they're a contender?
Yes, I do. And you're right. It is early. We are 13 games into the season for them. You know, like, I think that when you look at their lineup up and down, they had some injuries early on. They have some injuries currently in their pitching staff. So there's things to get through, but I think that this is a division that's going to be really tough, and I think the Orioles are a player in this division.
Ryan, I think we all had, you know, measured expectations at best for the starting pitching staff, but this lineup, where the first half of last year was dynamite, the second half they fizzled out, and so far to begin this season, it's feast or famine. Are you still high on this offense?
Well, I mean, you know, the feast or famine thing, I think that you just run into good pitching and bad pitching at the course of the start of the season. I mean, look at the Yankees, you know, with the torpedo bats, and everyone's like, ah, look at these bats, and then it cools off for a second. It all depends on who's out on the mound. And, you know, they've had moments, obviously, early on in the season, those games in Toronto, and, you know, Cedric Mullins is off to a terrific start, and you're just getting Gunnar back, like I said. Tyler O'Neill has had some big homers. So there's good things and positive signs. And that's all you can build on. And you just got to find a culture, and you got to find a meaning behind your team and just keep going forward each day and win games. Like, that's truthfully how it is. And they got guys in there who can swing the bat and score a lot of runs. So I think we'll be just fine.
Well, you mentioned the Yankees, and they certainly have come back down to earth from what they were doing, you know, the first two games in that Pirate series and before that to now. How much of a sort of risk do you think they took by thinking, you know, Goldschmidt and, you know, a couple other guys can fill some of the Soto
Bellinger
void? At the same time, they're dealing with the same kind of starting pitching injuries as the Orioles.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously you're reworking a few players on the offensive side, but, you know, injuries to your rotation hurt. They cause a lot. They disrupt injuries to anybody in your pitching staff or to relievers. It's unfortunate. I've done both. When you lose a good starting pitcher, it really can have huge ramifications. I mean, if you don't have the depth in your minor league system, if you don't have somebody who can step in there, who's going to eat up the innings out of the bullpen that need to be picked up? And do guys respond by going out there and going deeper into ball games, or do they try to do too much? Like, there's a lot of questions to be answered. I think that's the bigger underlying issue for both of the teams, is just holes in the starting rotation. Like, you know, for the Yankees, you lose Gerrit Cole. That's massive. You know, for the Orioles, they lose Corbin Burnes. That's huge. And like, Charlie Morton is a very good big league pitcher and has been for a long time, but he's not Corbin Burnes, at least not anymore. And, you know, that's the reality when you lose guys like that. It takes a lot of guys to fill in.
We're talking with Ryan Dempster. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. So again, early, have to preface, but do you have an overwhelming favorite in the AL East right now? Because everybody's sort of in the same spot.
No, I don't think anybody jumps out at me like, you know, like you have in some other divisions where you're like, wow, that team's really good. I think they're very good. I think there's excitement in Toronto because they re-signed Vladdy Guerrero, and that takes that cloud away and excites the fans, and it excites your ballpark every day. And Vladdy plays with a bigger smile on his face, and they got, you know, a good lineup as well. And they got a former Oriole in Santander, and then they go, their pitching staff is really good, and they mix and match in the bullpen well. So, you know, I look at them, and Boston upgraded in a big way, you know, and once you got through these struggles Raffy Devers had at the beginning of the year, where he thought he was swinging blindfolded, you know, and all of a sudden he's squaring it up now. And it just,
sometimes it just takes a little bit, but I don't see an overwhelming favorite in the division. I don't look at one team and go, they're the team. Nobody's going to beat them. I just don't see that happen. I think it's going to be very well balanced.
Let's get to the AL Central. The Tigers, they were sellers at the trade deadline last year and then went on a tear to make the playoffs, and now they're off to a strong start. Spencer Torkelson off to a strong start. Would it surprise you if they ended up winning that division?
No, it wouldn't, because, you know, they got good pitching, they got a good bullpen, they got an ace in Tarek Skubal. Like, you don't have a lot of five-game losing streaks ever, because you got a guy like that who's going to end them, and he keeps winning streaks going. And then you mentioned, like, guys like Spencer Torkelson. Here's a former number one overall pick, and this guy, you know, was the big home run hitter. And sometimes you just get there in your own path in your own time. It seems like he made some adjustments this offseason, and you know, you got other guys like Malloy, and you got, you know, Riley Green, who's turning into a young stud of a ball player, and just kind of all around Colt Keith in the infield, Trey Sweeney. You got young, talented players, and when you have that, when you look at a lot of the teams, the young, talented position players with, you know, some studs in your rotation, they're going to surprise nobody this year, especially after the way they finished last year.
It looked to me like the Houston Astros started to sort of look a little wobbly and look a little more vulnerable or punch drunk than I'd seen before last year. They weren't as good at home. They started having longer losing streaks than we're accustomed to. And they've kind of picked back up there, and they've had injuries to the pitching staff. And Kyle Tucker is doing animal stuff with the Cubs, and boy, they could really use him in Houston right now. Do you is there a part of you that wonders if we've seen the best of this iteration of the Astros, and that there might be a little bit more tearing down to come there before they build it back up?
That's a good question. It's hard to ever like wonder what a team like that is doing as the success they've had, you know, in the last 8 years, right? They've just been there every year and going to the World Series and going deep in the playoffs and winning, you know, World Series, and then come, you know, through all judgment, doing it again. And they were loaded. And then a lot of those guys started to go to other places, and then their starting pitchers started to get a little bit older, or, you know, battled their own injuries. Guys like McCullers and JB's gone, and Framber, who when healthy is as good as anybody in this league, especially with that breaking ball. So yeah, there's just, you start to see when you're successful, what ends up happening, right? You end up getting the 20 through the 30th round draft pick instead of the 1 through 10, the elite talents of the draft. And that when you do that for that many years in a row, and you're missing out on those top 20 new prospects. And so it comes down to international signings and what can you do? What kind of trades can you make? And I think you're going to see a little tiny bit of a reset. I wouldn't be surprised if they missed the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. Some teams in that division, especially the Rangers, are really good. I think the Angels are better, and I think the A's are better too.
Ryan, we were going to talk about the Angels earlier in the show, and then it got cut. But live radio things happen sometimes. So I am curious, are you buying these Angels? They just beat down the Rays again today. Mike Trout has homered, I think, in 3 or 4 straight games. I was not familiar with Karen Paris until about a week or so ago, and he's hitting and running. Are you buying these guys?
Yeah, there's something different going on there. I don't know. You finally got past the Ohtani being gone, you know, that lingering hangover effect after the Pujols being gone after that, you know, and you had Trout and Pujols, then it was Trout and Ohtani, and it just wasn't working. And sometimes having two superstars is tough. Cause let's face it, when Mike Trout is, the only issue is being on the field. It's not when he's on the field. When he's on the field, he rakes. So it's just being healthy and being out there. And then, you know, surprise guys like Logan Ohapi, man, this kid, man, is a stud behind the dish. Like, teams must be just so jealous to see a young athletic catcher, because that can catch, and then on top of it, he's hitting the cover off the baseball too. And you know, you got some role players who are playing well right now. There's not that big thumper, that the protection for Trout, but there are guys who are chipping in, like Jorge Soler. Look at his career. Multiple World Series, a guy who's hit in big situations, so that's great protection to have. And Taylor Ward and Rengifo and these players. So yeah, I just think that in that division, I think that division's gettable, and I think the Angels are going to do the fundamental things. Ron Washington is very good at harping on that in a great way to make sure that it's so important and it's done, the base running, the defense, and those kind of things. So I like them a lot more than I have in the past few years. I know that.
Ryan Dempster, this was great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely. Thank great you. To be with you guys. Yep. Okay.
You can catch Ryan weekday afternoons with Kevin Millar and Sierra Santos. Intentional Talk on MLB Network. We have
it's a fixture here on the studio.
We always have that on. Coming up next, we will get the text of the day. We have a poll to get you updated on there, Bone. We'll preview tomorrow's show and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, we had an impromptu conversation about bobbleheads. And full disclosure, Ben and Bone and myself and Lucy Burge all felt bobbleheads were not dolls.
Yeah.
Jason thinks because they're originally called a bobblehead doll, they are dolls. What do the people say?
Well, this poll, every poll, sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. A bobblehead is obviously a doll, right? Jason wrote this.
It's called a bobblehead doll.
A doll
not anymore, it's not.
That has a head that bobbles. Do you agree? 350 votes in. IA 105.7 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll on Twitter. 57.4% bobblehead is not a doll. 42.6% a bobblehead is a doll.
People are smart. Yes. Thank you.
I just thought of another one.
What's that?
Is a Capri Sun a juice box?
No, it's in a bag.
That's a great question.
It's in a bag. Maybe tomorrow.
I would say it's not, but a bobblehead is a doll.
No.
You see, I kind of go the other way.
You think Capri Sun is a juice box?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same juice content in it.
One's a packet. One's pouchy.
It's in a bag.
And one's more solid.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
One's angular and one's squeezable.
That is a true shower thought right
there.
Yeah,
we'll get into that and more imperative talk tomorrow, but let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text of the day is sponsored by Orsman Automotives, driven by OrsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text of the day, we have two, and they stem back to Tim's TMI. First one comes from Sean in Kingsville, who said, I had Burger King that made me sick. Couldn't eat it for years afterwards, but I finally got past it. Burger King is now my favorite fast food burger. The other one,
it's a comeback story.
No name here. Did the Orioles ever stay at the Drake, they were asking you. You two can explain that to the book.
The Drake.
I don't know the Drake.
The Drake's in Chicago, I think. When I covered the Red Wings, we would stay at the Drake,
the Drake
when we were in Chicago. I think. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I
remember
I think
the Drake from Seinfeld.
To Baltimore when we were talking about Cross Keys. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about where teams stay in different cities.
Was that the name of the hotel across?
There was a hotel in Chicago that I'm pretty sure we stayed at called the Drake.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I've been to Chicago once as an adult. I loved it, but
I think it's overrated.
Yeah.
It's fine, but I think it's overrated. I think it gets too much hype because it's in the Midwest.
Yeah,
if it was like in this region, I don't think
I did love Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field's great.
Yeah, I did love Wrigley Field. I saw the Orioles in 2014 there.
I don't remember there being a Drake in Baltimore. Maybe there was. I don't know.
The nameless person.
It was like the Lord Baltimore. Yeah. Like I'm trying to think of like old hotels in Baltimore.
That was a good one. Yeah, I do remember that. I don't remember the Drake. Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
I pass Cross Keys every single day. And
go get that ice cream, Bone.
That was the spot.
Yeah, that was the spot, apparently.
That's where the Yankees had a brawl in there.
Yeah.
Isn't it Reggie Jackson, I think, knocked out Billy Martin in the hotel bar there?
There was also a texter who said that Oprah used to live in the Cross Keys.
Really?
Wow.
When she worked here? Well, she was at Channel 13 for a while.
I did not realize.
Did you know that Oprah worked here?
Yeah.
Did you know she started?
People are talking.
I don't know what you know,
people are talking.
Don't get mad at me.
I knew Oprah works here.
Okay.
I will say, I didn't know that the Cross Keys was as big of a deal as it is, but... Yeah,
I would say as it was.
Got a confirmation from my friend Mike. The Drake was a hotel in Chicago. So you were on it, Jason.
Yeah. I've stayed at the Drake. Yeah.
Nice.
Bone.
I don't leave my house anymore, though, Bone. Those days are over.
Yeah, no. He drives.
Helicopter's falling from the sky.
Driving to New York.
I'm on the couch.
What do we got on tomorrow's show?
We got John Breach.
That helicopter could land on
your
car.
Talk Bengals with him. Ariel Epstein. Get our best bets with her. Buck Martinez.
Sportsnet.
We will preview the Blue Jays series. And Lance Sirlein. We'll talk
a little draft.
It's a big show.
Yeah. You don't want to miss it. It starts tomorrow at 2. Infinity Sports Radio coming up next. It will be a Friday from 2 to 6 tomorrow here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.